Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Our next guest we've had on a number of occasions, usually on some pretty happy topics, the renewal of the Pitt-Penn State Series, where the Pitt program is going under Pat Narduzzi, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Today I bring in Jim Covert on a very sad note, the passing of his former teammate, Bill Frelich. And Jim, first of all, welcome. And second of all, I know what a sad day this is for you and all of Pitt fans everywhere.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a sad day. I mean, you know, Bill fought the good fight, and he's had you know, cancer for quite some time, and you know, went through several different therapy regimens and exhausted every one of them, and it was took quite a toll on him and his wife Susan. I know that, and it's been difficult for you know, last several years. So he's in a better place now, and you know, he's just a great person, and you know, great football player and super teammate, and you know, everything you can say about someone like that, you can say, because he was all the above. I mean, he was a pretty remarkable person.
You know, Jim, it's he was, I guess the best way to describe him was he was a man when he was a boy at Penn Hills. And I've told the story, Art Rooney Jr. was the Steelers personnel guru that helped build the Super 70 Steelers. And I once asked him, I said, Art, have you ever seen a high school player who could make the jump right from high school to the NFL? And he said, no. You know, physically it's so demanding, mentally, emotionally, everything else. He goes, but I got to tell you, Bill Frelich is the closest I ever saw who could do it. He was a man even back then, wasn't he?
Sure, yeah. I mean, when he came into Pitt as a freshman, you know, I mean, he was just, I mean, everybody heard how great he was in high school, and when you got to see it in person, you know, he stepped right in there. I think they were kind of fighting on who was going to have him, with the defense or the offense, and, you know, Joe Moore usually won those battles, because he won that battle with me, too, when I moved over from defense. So, I mean, the offensive line, you know, we were pretty good. And, I mean, he just came in and just, as a freshman, did some amazing things that, you know, you saw a, you know, third-year guy do, a junior do. So, I mean, he was, you know, he was a special, special athlete. They don't come around very often. And, I mean, you know, he just came in and fit right in with us. And, you know, the rest is history.
You know, Bill, Jim, I don't know if I ever heard the term pancake before him. Was he the one that, you know, they first started saying that about as an offensive lineman, because he just would drill defensive players and literally pancake them into the ground?
No, that was something we used, Joe Moore used, when I even back in, you know, like 1980, you know, we used that term all the time, because, you know, those Panthers that you got on your helmet, you know, you get some of those for pancakes. And so we used that term before that, but I think after when Bill got there, and then, you know, in the, you know, after I left in 84, 85, and it became more of a, you know, a common term. But and then he was the guy that, you know, took it to the next level, and everybody heard about what a pancake was. But, you know, we used it before that, but he kind of owned it after that.
Like so many of you guys, I know you've remained very close to the Pitt program. So did he. I know he was a broadcaster here with Bill Hillgrove for a number of years. Still stayed close to the program, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he loved Pitt, and really, you know, we used to talk about it a lot. I think he was really thrilled when, you know, Pat Narduzzi came in and saw some changes in the program and changes in attitude, and you know, and in the athletic department, administration, and, you know, everything. So just really cared about the program, and, you know, wanted us to be successful. And, you know, he showed it in a lot of different ways, with his commitment financially and, you know, just his time commitment coming up here and doing the games when he really didn't have to do that. He just loved football that much.
Well, you talk about financial commitment. They just told me this a while back. Penn Hills won the state title this year in football, and he paid for the team to stay overnight in Hershey before the game. He never forgot where he came from, did he?
Sure, no. I mean, that's typical, Bill. You know, I mean, he did things like that all the time, and, you know, always wanted to kind of keep it, you know, anonymous. Somehow those things, you know, tend to get out just because of the person that is doing it. So he did the same thing with Pitt and other things at Penn Hills, and was a huge, contributor and person in that program as well.
Jim, what are you doing these days? And I know you're still close with the program. What are you doing, and what do you think the outlook for Pitt is? They won a Coastal Division title this year. Still got some work to do, though.
Yeah, they do. You know, I'm down. You know, I spent my time in Chicago, Florida. I'm down here in Florida right now, and I've been in the healthcare business about the last 28 years since I retired. In several different capacities, and now I work in the private equity space in healthcare. Sit on a few boards to do that, and also work as an operating partner as well in that. So it's been a great opportunity for me to do that, and playing in Chicago is such a great place to play if you're looking at furthering your career after football, which we have to do. You know, we didn't make the kind of money these guys make today, so they don't have to do that. And as far as the Pitt program, I think that, you know, they made some strides this year as well. They had a tough non-conference schedule that people really don't give them a lot of credit for. You know, I think Pat's done a great job there. And, we're just going to continue to build on it and get a good recruiting class. And, you know, I think Pat Gallagher to Heather Light to Pat Narduzzi is really committed to winning in the program. So, you know, we'll see some results down the road, I'm sure.
All right, Jim, stay well, man, and appreciate your time. Wish it would have been under a little better circumstances. Hopefully the next time we'll be talking about a big Pitt win at some point, okay?
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Jim Covert, one Pitt legend, talking about another Pitt offensive line legend, the passing today of Bill Frelick, way too young, age 56, been fighting cancer for quite a while.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.